Well, welcome, folks, to another podcast from the Namib Rand Nature Reserve here in southwest Namibia. And I was going to do a podcast this morning with the balloon flight that my guests went on, and I started it, and it all got a bit hectic. I was trying to compact 1.5 hours into 10 minutes, and I was stopping and starting, and I just didn't think it was worthy of your ears. So I just want to tell you it went really, really well. I've got some great photographs that I'm going to put up on Facebook and Instagram, so I'll get that story across to you. But something more interesting than a balloon flight is I'm sitting here with another fascinating person, and through the series of these podcasts I really want to introduce you to fascinating people that I meet and that I work with. Now, I'm sitting here with Rob Johnson, and this man is probably one of the most incredible astronomers you'll ever meet in your life. And Rob, welcome. Great
Thank
to
you.
Have you,
Thanks,
mate.
Hayden.
Yeah,
it's
really
nice meeting you.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have you here. Folks, what do we do on safari these days is just to try and open up the safari from just, sitting in a vehicle and driving around looking at beautiful animals, which is a great thing in itself. But you know what? When the sun goes down, there's a whole smorgasbord above your head that people like myself with a very, very basic, and I'll underline very, Rob, with knowledge of the stars and the universe above us, we bring in a specialist. And tonight my guests have the privilege of being with Rob, and as do I. Now, Rob, tell us a little bit about your story and how you got into this.
Really, basically, all happened in 86 when Halley's Comet came. Came home one evening when I was living in South Africa, clear skies, looked up, saw the smudge in the sky, and I thought, whoa, what is that? No internet, no computers in those days. So it was off to the library and realized it was coming back in 76 years' time. And that was really the start of it.
And you're going to be alive in 76 years' time?
I'll see it when it comes back. I'll be about 97, I think. I should hopefully see it.
I could be by your side, mate, I'm hoping.
Yeah. So it was just a pair of binoculars, a star chart, bit of a very basic laser pointer, and that's how it started. And eventually moved on to a little 4-inch refracted telescope, all hand-controlled and everything, nothing like we've got nowadays. And that's how I learned the sky, and I've been doing it ever since.
Well, Rob's based in Namibia, and the Namibian sky, Rob, is probably one of the most beautiful in the world for stargazing.
Yeah, look, officially it's probably the second best viewing location in the world. Obviously nothing's going to beat Chile and the Atacama Desert because of the fact that it's never rained there in recorded history. And that's where the big observatories are. But Namibia, probably second best in the world. And that's been done on numerous occasions. They've said it's official. Here at the International Dark Sky Reserve, here at Namib Rand, this is definitely the second best viewing location in the world. That is official.
So we're in a hot spot tonight.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And the moon phase is perfect.
Well, it's new moon tonight, so there's no moon. Moon only rises at 6:15 tomorrow morning. So the sky is perfectly dark for tonight.
So we've got good things ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Planets, nebulas, galaxies, star clusters.
This is so exciting, folks. I tell you, I feel like a little boy that's just sitting in amongst these incredible toys. Now, I just want to tell you a little bit about where we are sitting. We're really just sitting in the car park of the main camp here, which is where all the staff and everything, and the guides' quarters where I am living, and my guests are over at a private camp. And it's great because you get to meet loads of really interesting people, guides and specialists here. And Rob and I are sitting on the back of his Hilux, his Toyota here. And in the back, Rob, explain to the people listening what we have in our midst.
Well, obviously the biggest thing in the back is the optical tube for the 14-inch telescope. Really, that is the main part of the actual telescope itself. Weighs around about 70 to 80 kilos, fully computerized, go-to. It is the largest computerized go-to telescope of its type in the world. Anything larger than this really has to go inside an observatory because of the weight issue. The one up from this, which would be the 16-inch, is around about 400 kilograms, so you need at least four people to help you put it up, so that's not going to work. But the 14-inch is... once it's aligned and everything, I just press a button and the telescope does everything else, centers it, focuses it.
Incredible.
And I'll have the iPad on hand to get all the information and everything. And
you operate it all from an iPad?
It can be operated from the iPad, yeah. I didn't bring the Wi-Fi unit with me this time, so... but it can be operated from the iPad. I can even operate it from the iPhone as well.
Incredible.
With the software that's on board. So it really makes astronomy, especially for the general public and for clients and guests, it makes it very, very interesting because you're not sitting there waiting to try and find an object. Once the telescope's aligned with the GPS satellites and I do a two-star alignment, then... 99.8% accuracy in pointing, so it's just literally within 10 seconds you've got your object.
Incredible. And it's got a tripod that makes my camera tripod look like a stick insect.
Yeah, 35 kilos of weight. So it's not easy to lug around.
It's quite a compact kit though, isn't it? I mean, folks, we're looking at, if you can picture an SUV with a twin cab sort of SUV in your standard sort of style of 4x4, and the back is fully chocked with two super large cases. One is the scope itself and the other is the tripod. And then just a couple of toolboxes at the moment. It's quite a cool-looking bit of kit,
mate. Yeah, and then the solar telescope in the corner.
Yeah, right. And what is the solar telescope? We basically set it up during the day, look at the sun.
You can set it up during the day and have a look at the sun. It's highly specialised. Great filters on it, so you can see the flares coming off the sun. You can see the granulation on the surface of the sun, magnetic filaments, all that type of stuff. So it's awesome. It's an unforgettable sight to actually see.
Speaking of magnetic, what's the magnetism for you to the solar system and to the universe and stars and everything?
I think you'll actually get a better understanding tonight when we actually do the stargazing. I basically show you a world that is invisible to the naked eye, and it's beyond that. That's where the beauty of our Milky Way galaxy actually lies, to have a look at star clusters and nebulas literally thousands of light years from here. Just to give you an idea, the most distant object we'll look at tonight is the Sombrero Galaxy, 30 million light years from here, and you can clearly see it. It's just amazing to look at.
Can you explain to everyone in layman's terms what... I'm really sorry, folks, about the wind here. We're sitting in the car park, so it might be blowing over the microphone. I'm trying to protect it here. But could you explain to everyone, because it's been always one of those questions I can't answer clearly, what a light year is and how they measure a light year?
Okay. A light year is basically a measure of distance, and it is basically the distance that light will travel at 300,000 kilometers per second for 1 year. So that is basically what a light year is. So it's the time that light takes to travel in 1 year.
Okay.
1 Earth year, uh-huh. That is. So traveling at 300,000 kilometers per second, in 1 year it will travel 9,460 trillion kilometers. It's an unimaginable number, and that's just one light year. So what happens is when you do astronomy, you move away from the metric system.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine writing 9460 followed by 12 zeros?
Yeah.
And then you have to times that, for example, by 30 million.
Oh, goodness.
To get the distance to actually get to the Sombrero Galaxy. So it's better for us to talk in light years, but that's basically what a light year is. The distance that light travels in 1 year at the speed of light.
That's probably the clearest I've ever heard it, mate. It's still a really big number and idea to get your head around, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Once you see, or once you look through a telescope like this and you see the wonders that are on there, beyond there, and you see how far away they are, you start to suddenly realize how small and insignificant we really are in the whole grand scheme of things.
There's got to be something else out there too, hasn't there?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There's got to be another Earth.
There has to be. It's not a question, could there be another one out there? It's a question of how many of Earths are out there.
Mm.
Problem is, everything is so far away.
Mm.
We'll probably never get there. We'll probably never know.
That's half the magic, though, isn't it? Looking
it
through
is,
that
yeah,
scope and knowing.
Yeah, it is half the magic. And, you know, when you look at Alpha Centauri, for example, which is 4.5 light years from here, and you look at it through a telescope, and you think to yourself, wow, I'm actually looking at the light as it was 4.5 years ago. So I'm looking at the light as it was in 2011. And that's the closest star to us, apart from our own star, the Sun. So anything beyond that is much further away. So whenever you look into the night sky, you're always looking into the past because everything's already happened. We're just waiting for the light to get here.
That's incredible. Absolutely super. Well, mate, I'm like a little kid in a candy shop at the moment. I'm so excited about tonight. And folks, I'm going to take some photographs. I'll do my best. I don't know whether we'll get any, we can't get any shots through. Oh, we can get shots on the screen.
Well, we've got the camera adapters here for us. Okay. I've brought them with me, so
okay, fantastic.
Maybe we can try.
Okay, well,
we can't guarantee it. It's the most difficult form of photography.
Sure.
But let's see.
Okay, well, folks, if I can get an image tonight through this incredible equipment that Rob's got here, I'll definitely make sure that we get it on. And if you want to check out Rob's website, it is www.solna.com.na. That's solna.com.na. And you can follow Rob on Facebook.com/solna.namibia. So if you have a look for that sort of those addresses, you'll get a lot more information about Rob and his setup here in Namibia. Thanks so much, mate. Been an absolute pleasure. Can't wait to get out tonight. Folks, great to talk to you again. Always a pleasure, and really look forward to trying to get some images for you tonight, and I'll put them up on Facebook and Instagram, and I will talk to you tomorrow and let you know how it goes. Bye now.